Florida citrus growers should stay informed about immigration reform issues and mandatory E-Verify efforts on both the state and federal levels, and take actions to ensure their views are heard and hopefully acted on. That was the suggestion of Frank Gasparini, Executive Vice President of the National Council of Agricultural Employers, who participated in last week's labor compliance seminar in Immokalee. The seminar was sponsored by the Gulf Citrus Growers Association. Here's Gasparini.
Florida citrus growers need to remain very aware of what's going on at the state and federal level, legislatively and regulatory-wise, and keep their voices open. Read their own trade media, read the popular press, and understand what's going on, and take time, as many of you already have, to write letters to those editors in the trade media and in the local newspapers. Know who your congressmen and your state and your senators are at both the state and federal level. Make sure they know who you are and how important you are as employers in their community. They will listen to employers if they know you, and if they know you're an employer, and if you make sure that they understand what issues are important to you, what keeps you in business, and what will put you out of business, most of them will at least try to listen. And it's up to us to make the effort to contact them, to make sure they know us, and to work with them. It is a participatory democracy, and we need to participate and not complain about the results we get when it's over.
Many growers now consider labor issues their number one concern, even greater than greening disease or canker. A failure to get sufficient labor to harvest crops could mean the loss of significant amounts of the crops that could not be picked and transported to packing houses or processing plants. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.